Who the heck are you?
What are you talking about? I'm Santa Claus.
No, you're not.
Why, of course I am.
You're Santa. What song did I sing for you on your birthday this year?
Happy birthday, of course. how old are you, son?
Four.
Don't tell him what you want. He's a liar.
Good morning and welcome to a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director here at Red River Radio, and joining me this morning is Alexander Kent, the executive director of the Robinson Film Center. They've got a lot going on up there this weekend, including a special showing of the movie Elf with Will Ferrell, and along with that, some other special events as well. Alex, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about not only the showing of the movie Elf, a lot of folks know that movie, but what do you got attached to that that is going to be especially fun for the kids?
We're doing a family matinee, so we're trying to make a morning of it. And we will have a buffet featuring the four Elf food groups, which I believe are candy, candy corn, candy canes, and syrup. So that's going to be kind of a fun event. We'll have the buffet starting at 10. About 10:15, we'll patch in Santa from the North Pole on Skype, and everybody will have a final chance to get their Christmas wishes in.
You've got him specially set aside on one of the busiest weekends of his year, ready to talk with the kids from our area over Skype. So for all you parents out there with kids, great chance to bring them out and Skype with Santa. It used to be a letter, and then it was a phone call, and now we're Skyping. So we've entered the 21st century with our communications with Santa.
Well, you know, I mean, Santa is a pretty smart guy. He likes his tech stuff. So yeah. He not only delivers it, he uses it. So we're going to see how smart he is on Skype. I bet he's pretty good.
And there's something else. There's like a special dress code that you're suggesting for this event as well, isn't there?
I want to see the absolutely ugliest Christmas sweater, or prettiest if that's what your feeling about that sweater is. I want to see the absolutely most wonderful Christmas sweater you can possibly imagine. Whoever wears the prize winner, could I put it that way, is going to get some elf themed treats. It's basically everybody has that uncle, that aunt, that grandparent, or that themselves who actually wears these terrible things or these wonderful things. Which one am I supposed to say?
Well, that kind of depends, doesn't it, on whether they're bringing the relative with them or whether the relative lives in another state.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. So we want to have people kind of showcase what they're going to be wearing on Christmas Eve night. And, you know, they get to win a prize this time.
And you also have what is a visually stunning and documentary. Now, it's only going to be showing today and tomorrow, but if folks get a chance to get out and see it, it's called Chasing Ice. And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's an environmental photographer who went to document basically the ice changes in the Arctic. And he captured some very compelling pieces of evidence that these landscapes are changing drastically and they're changing quickly. There's a moment when a piece of ice the size of Manhattan falls into the water. It's a very compelling story of a photographer who I believe was a skeptic before he started out. And as he starts documenting what's happening, his mind is changed. So it's interesting.
And in addition, you're sort of celebrating the Mayan calendar event that is coming up. What have you got special wrapped around that?
The end of the world, right? December 21st, we have a double feature to prepare you for the next morning. We are going to show Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which is a classic sci-fi story about the end of the world. It opens with Earth being demolished to make way for an intergalactic superhighway. It's an absolutely hilarious film starring Martin Freeman, who happens actually to be starring in The Hobbit right now, so you can kind of see some of his other work. And then Apocalypse Now. It is a visual feast. There's nothing like watching Marlon Brando talk about snails in glass. So I think people who get in the spirit of these occasions, this might be kind of a fun night for it. And we're also offering short filmmakers the chance. If they can make a 3-minute short that captures the end of the world, we'll show it during the intermission.
And in addition to that, this weekend, you've got a couple of other real treats for folks who are looking for a good movie to go out and see.
Yeah, we have The Sessions, that's starring John Hawkes and Helen Hunt. That's a drama. And then we also have, we're opening Anna Karenina, which we're very excited about. It's going to have exquisite costumes. It's going to have great performances. And it's going to be kind of a spectacle film.
Yeah. Well, that's all happening at the Robinson Film Center right now. Chasing Ice is going on right now. The last showing is on Thursday. And the rest of these movies will be available. If you're looking for something to do over this holiday weekend, lots to do at the Robinson Film Center. Especially if you have children, bring them out. Get a chance to Skype with Santa Claus and have a good time. Alex, thanks again for coming in this morning.
Hey, I appreciate it.
This has been a 1001 Spotlight for Red River Radio. I'm Bill Beckett.